Proclamation number 8898 of 23rd of December, 1964. God Himself accomplished the work of redemption. When my human cover was to shelter the eternal deity, the hardship on earth had become so great that only God Himself could bring help to people, and this in such a way that He entered earth as a human being in order to wage a battle against the one who is to blame for the wretched state in which people found themselves. And that man had to have all natural prerequisites. A soul from above had to embody itself in him so that the eternal divinity found a stay in it without consuming this man with its fullness of light and power. Because it had to work in a sphere, which corresponded to its original nature. It could only stay in a vessel, which was sinless, but which on the other hand also had the ability to be able to suffer, because an enormous sin guilt had to be paid off to redeem mankind. And thus God Himself accomplished the act of salvation, for He was love itself, which now sheltered itself in me as the human shell, and thus I walked the difficult path of the cross in order to help my fallen brothers. There was only one solution, that an angel spirit, an unfallen being, offered to take the earthly path in a human shell, that this angel spirit accomplished a work of greatest love, that he offered space to the eternal love which now completely filled him, so that love itself made the sacrifice, that love itself took the immense guilt upon itself in order to make atonement for God's righteousness, which only God Himself as the eternal love could make, because otherwise it could not be eternally redeemed by sinful humanity itself. So as a human being I waged a battle against the one who held you captive. I waged this battle with the weapon of love, against which my adversary is powerless. I taught love, lived a life of love for people, proved to them the power of love and crowned this work with my death on the cross, which I innocently suffered and died on the cross in excruciating pain. Only love could accomplish such a work, which therefore was in me and gave me as man the power for immeasurable suffering. But I suffered for my fallen brothers, I wanted to open the kingdom of light for them and also bring redemption from their guilt to those who had already departed before my death on the cross. Because a gate was closed to all of them, which I only opened through my work of redemption. But since love completely filled me as man, since I so to speak became love myself, therefore only love was in me, so I could also say of myself that God was in me, that I myself had received the divinity and consequently every man, who saw me, had to see the Father, because I and the Father became one. He became man, and I became God, and will remain so until all eternity. Because God is love, and this filled the nature of the man Jesus completely, and since I wanted to be a visible God for man, I chose the cover of the man Jesus for this, which let itself be completely radiated through by me, and I now became a visible God in him for every soul of light. For once the beings fell away from me because they were not able to see me, who in my original power and my original light could never be seen by the beings, which had come out of me. But I have taken my creature's desire into account. I have become a visible God for you and Jesus, whom you can now see face to face. Amen.